A seat in Congress goes from blue to red. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A Republican wins a special election in Texas for a vacant House seat that had been held by Democrats.
The wife of a Border Patrol agent and daughter of Mexican migrant workers, Myra Flores, may be riding a red wave crashing on decades of Democrat-controlled Hispanic politics. Now, it's only one race and a special election at that, which means the seat is up again in November.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, Taylor B. Dan Sanchez by almost 8 points. A big win for former President Trump in South Carolina, taking out a Republican congressman who voted to impeach him after the Capitol riot. Tom Rice lost his primary to Trump-backed challenger Russell Fry. But the other Republican, the former president, tried to unseat Congresswoman Nancy Mace, defeated primary challenger Katie Arrington, who got Trump's support.
With record inflation and the challenges we're seeing today at the gas stations and the grocery stores, we need strong fiscal conservatives.
In Nevada, Trump-backed Adam Laxalt won a Senate primary, trying to unseat Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto in November. Now, the former president loses in court in New York again, so he and some of his children have to testify in a probe into the Trump Organization he calls a witch hunt.
The New York State Court of Appeals said it would not step in because there wasn't a constitutional question that warranted it. July 15th had been said as when President Trump and his two oldest children, Donald Jr. and Ivanka, will be questioned under oath.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Two police officers are dead, murdered near L.A.
Today, we stand in solidarity with them, embrace them and their families.
El Monte, California Mayor Jessica Ancona. The two were shot responding to a stabbing at a motel. Other officers killed the gunman. The Federal Reserve is expected to take more action today to fight inflation, a problem President Biden admits.
It's sapping the strength of a lot of families.
The Fed could raise a key interest rate by 0.75% today. The price of gas down a fraction after hitting a record 18 straight days, but still around $5.01 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
After a long decline, a rise in abortions. The Guttmacher Institute reports almost 8% increase in 2020 compared to 2017, saying one in five pregnancies were aborted. This is as we await the Supreme Court ruling that may overturn the Roe v. Wade decision that allows now, that would allow, states to restrict abortions. The leaked draft opinion showing conservative justices ready to rule that way has led to pro-choice activists and protests outside their homes. Now, Congress is taking action for more security.
The House approved a bipartisan bill to expand security to family members of Supreme Court justices after an armed man was arrested near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
By passing this bill as is, we are sending a clear message to the left-wing radicals. You cannot intimidate the Supreme Court justices.
The measure unanimously cleared the Senate last month. 27 Democrats voted against the bill after party leaders abandoned an effort to include extra security for clerks and other court staff. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the legislation was never meant for, quote, nameless staff that no one knows. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
In Nebraska's capital city, more discrimination controversy in Lincoln.
4 months after unanimously approving extended protections to sexual orientation and gender identity, the Lincoln City Council voted to do an about-face by a 4-3 margin. The action was prompted by a successful petition effort by a conservative group that would have put the measure on the November ballot. It was a revision to a fairness ordinance addressing equal opportunity in housing, employment, and public accommodations. Two of the council members who voted to reverse the move are openly gay, but defended their decisions. They say LGBTQ members are already protected by a 2020 Supreme Court ruling. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
As we wait the Fed's decision on interest rates, stock futures are rising the day after the Dow dropped another 150 points, but the NASDAQ went up 19. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.